Welcome to Stutter Talk. We are attending the 18th annual Friends Convention in Raleigh-Durham, North Carolina, summer 2015. Friends is a national nonprofit or organization dedicated to empowering young people who stutter and their families. Their mission is to provide support and education to people who stutter, their families, and clinicians. Visit Friends at friendswhostutter.org and visit StutterTalk at StutterTalk.com. Enjoy the show. Welcome to Stutter Talk. Peter Righteous here with Grant Sigmund. We talked to your father, Dell, a few days ago, and when he says your name, Grant, I just told you off air, I'll tell you on air, he beams with pride. It's so sweet to see a dad love his son. We're at the Friends Convention. What number is this for you? How many friends have you been to?
I am pretty sure that this is my fifth convention, though it might be my sixth. Me and my friends couldn't figure out which was the first one that we went to, which a year it was, so probably five, but is what I had, but they said six. So.
And you're 14 years old.
So.
And it's great because I just interviewed Jackson Hunter about an hour ago. Jackson's 20. And he's like, yeah, it's my seventh or eighth. Not really sure. And right? This could be my eighth. This could be my 10th. I really don't know.
Right.
So why do you keep coming back? Why is this your fifth time?
I mean, it's just such a nice community here. And I have a lot of friends who I keep in touch with. And it is nice to hear the stuff during the workshops because it's always very insightful, and I've used a few things that we've learned them, and it's just a lot of fun to do. I mean, the atmosphere, you know, the eating with your friends, and you know, going to the pool, and it's just a lot of fun.
So what do you bring home from Friends? So when you go home and you go to school, what are you taking away and bringing back?
Well, I think the biggest thing that I would take home is the confidence, because that's kind of the more recent goal of Friends, you know, to make people more confident, and it really does help to, I mean, because if people see that you're not confident, and then they start questioning, and when they question your stutter, then it can come out wrong for them, like, hey, are you okay, which is always a depressing thing to hear as someone who stutters, but a confidence shows that you're in control, and that it's not like being cold or whatever the common assumption
is. So what has Friends helped you change? So how are you a different person now 5 years later?
I mean, just like I said before, I'm more confident in myself, and I've used like maybe one of the strategies that I used to teach at the earlier conventions, like I don't remember what they call it. It was a while back, but it was the fake stuttering to help like break the ice and tell people that you stutter. I have used that a few times, and it's always been taken well. I mean, I don't use it in every situation, but that's not what the strategies are for, but it's coming.
Grant, you just made my day, because we've done a bunch of these stutter talks from this convention, and you're the first one who mentioned some type of strategy. And then you said the strategy was stuttering on purpose, not some type of fluency tool. And I keep asking all the guests, what do you think about that? So you come here, and I've been here now for 3 days, and I've heard one person talk about fluency, and everyone else is talking about just it's okay to stutter. And what do you think of this message here that being a stutterer and just talking is okay?
Yeah, I mean, it is okay. It's not anything to be ashamed of. You can't do anything about it. There's no cure, so you might as well live with it. And if you are going to live with it, then be happy about it, not be wallowing in self-pity. Like, I've seen a few people, and it's always really sad to see that, because, you know.
Wow. Coming from a 14-year-old, you guys are wise beyond your years. That's great. What do you think Friends has done for your parents? How have you seen them grow and change?
When I first stuttered, let me think back. I think it was about first or second grade for me, and they didn't know anything about that at all. You know, I mean, it's not a common thing to know, and they didn't know it. Their fields don't, you know, they had never heard of it. I don't think they'd ever seen it in action before, so they were really confused about what it was. So they, of course, sent me to the school therapist, and then she brought us here, and because she wasn't specialized in stuttering, so she just said that, hey, I can't help you out much. So she gave us the pamphlet for Friends, and I think our first one was the one in Colorado, and we were there. And we were just amazed. I mean, of course, I haven't been to any of the conventions before, but it was massive, you know? I mean, there were so many people there who stuttered, and just like the sheer size and all the people there, and they all knew each other, and it was, and like, I could see that was a special place, and that they knew what they were talking about.
Yeah, the folks at home can't see you smiling from ear to ear. And that one in Colorado, I think, was organized by Patty Walton. Yeah, wow. So sounds like you've been around some really good people. What's been your favorite thing this Friends convention?
Well, I mean, the favorite thing that's always been for my conventions is meeting up with my friends that I met at the first convention and seeing how they've grown and, you know, going into the workshops and, it, you know, just...
Yeah, just hanging out, right?
Yeah, yeah.
See, you're too young, but I'll tell you that us older guys, I'm married with kids now, but when I was single, the best part was just sitting at the bar and getting drinks with your stuttering buddies. And you'll be there in, what, a couple years? More than a couple years.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But I hope to still be here at that time.
Awesome. So there's a classic Stutter Talk question that I've been recycling and asking guests at this conference. I'm going to ask you. Now, we know there's no pill to cure your stuttering, but if there was a pill right now, today, would you take it?
I mean, it is such a big part of every person who stutters, and I've heard the question before, and I don't think I've ever heard anyone who said that they would take the pill, and neither would I. I mean, it's such a big part of us, and I'm to a point now where I don't really, I mean, I don't, this is the best word, but I don't really, like, care about it anymore, you know? It's not as much of a factor in my life, and I've got it under, well, not under control, but I'm got it down to where I'm happy, and...
I heard my favorite answer to that question came from someone yet younger than you years ago, who when I asked them, or somebody asked them, would you take a pill to cure your stuttering? The young man asked, well, could I chew it or would I have to swallow it? Which is, I think, speaks a lot to what people get at Friends. So you're 14, which is the age where some people start to look to date. Does stuttering play into your thoughts about dating?
Yeah, I mean...
And we'll tell your dad not to listen to this. Okay?
Yeah, but, I mean, it is always there. I mean, our brains are constantly trying to find excuses, you know, and that's one of them. But I've been fine with it, and I've been successful, and I stutter, so...
So... I'm sorry to put you on the spot. So when you've been successful, you mean so you are dating and stuttering hasn't gotten in the way?
Yeah. I've Yeah, and it wasn't ever a factor. You just have to be nice, and yeah. You know, people will see that that's not, the stuttering isn't a deciding factor.
Do you think it's helped your dating at all?
I mean, I wouldn't know, but I think it'd be more neutral. I mean, I guess I'm not sure if it helps, but it is something different. And
so, a 12-year-old young man listening to you talk, what advice might you give them about how to view stuttering to someone a little bit younger than you?
It isn't something to be afraid of or to try to conceal and hide. I mean, you don't have to boast about it, but there is no shame in doing it and stuttering in front of your classmates. And I mean, school is hard enough as it is, so it's best to just leave that be and focus on more important things like your classes and your friends and not spend so much time worrying about it, because people do accept. I mean, everyone that I met here has tons of friends at home, and they don't care that they stutter. It's not, you know.
Do you have time for just two more questions?
Oh, yeah.
That's sure. Great. So there was somebody, Grace, who's 16. She was saying on Stutter Talk a couple days ago, Grace was saying that she orders food at the restaurant sometime, but really she would like to see a time where she's always ordering her own food at restaurants. So she's working towards that. Is there anything with stuttering that you're working on or you'd like to improve or change it?
I mean, I've never had a problem with the ordering of the food. I always just did. But I think public speaking would be something that I would be working on right now. I mean, I do kind of freeze up during when I'm with a large crowd of people. It was never my strong suit. I mean, I've never done the open mic here before, and I mean, I've wanted to, but I've never, yeah, you know, had enough courage to do it. So hopefully by the next convention, maybe I'll be at a place where I'm ready to do that, but not just yet, I don't think.
Well, you sure have a lot of courage right now, because Stutter Talk's downloaded in about 162 countries. So, you know, you're going to reach a lot of people. So that's pretty darn awesome. So when I was 14, my life was, I'm going to use the word obsessed. I think I was obsessed with avoiding stuttering and trying not to stutter and trying not to talk. And I can remember having in my head, I never would, if I wrote it down, it would have meant it was too real. But I remember having a list in my head of jobs I couldn't do because I stuttered. Now, do you have any thoughts like that at 14?
No, I've never thought that. I mean, I've been going to friends conventions for a while, so they've engraved the fact in my head about all the people here who have amazing jobs, like at the ending ceremony, how that one older man was talking about how there were like rocket science scientists here and teachers and all sorts of job professions that where speaking is a large part, but they did it, so yeah, they can do it. I think that anyone could do it.
I love hearing that. The power of friends and the confidence. It's just, it's great. Last question. So for that 12-year-old boy who's listening at home, who's thinking, should I go to friends next year? Why should somebody who hasn't been come to friends?
Therapy at home or at your school is nice, but this is the best thing that I've been able to find so far. It's just an amazing boost of confidence, and it's so much fun that you don't realize that you're being taught, you know, skills and at the workshops. And
it's the best type of learning, right? Where you don't know you're doing it.
Right, yeah.
All right. So we're building confidence here at Friends with Grant Sigmund, 14 years old. Grant, thanks for joining us on Stutter Talk.
Sure.